talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boys. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, 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 looking out my back door.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was the Suggins Brothers with the Creedence Clearwater Revival's version of Looking Out My Back Door, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and a special thanks to our producer today, Christine Sinanen. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 23rd through the 25th, and they both take place at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which takes place every April on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Gateway Supply, and we'll be talking to Mitzi Schwertner with Gateway Supply. Also, interior designer Drayton Campbell Weldon with Viver Interior Design. Also, pool builder Michael Greer with Michael Greer Pools. Jason Goldberg with Palmetto Tile Distributors. And custom builders Robert Legree, Henry Ravenel, and also Hallie Bowers with Ravenel Legree Construction. Well, I mentioned the Charleston Fall Home Show. I know it's hard to think about fall right now, right here in the heat of summer, but it will be here in a couple months. It'll still be hot, but everyone will be thinking fall at least. And a couple months from now, August 23rd through the 25th, about 60 days away, we will be staging the Charleston Fall Home Show happening at the Gilliard downtown. And man, we have got a lot of great things happening planned for the Charleston Fall Home Show. I did want to mention this. We have a lot of business owners that listen to Talking About a Home. And if you cater to, if you do business with high-end homeowners in affluent neighborhoods, if you've got a product or a service, home-related product or service that you sell to those folks, you ought to pick up the phone and give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call to talk about maybe getting into the Charleston Fall Home Show. And we do have some spaces that are still available. Our reps are very quickly filling up those spaces. So you don't want to put that off, but give us a call. You know, the great thing about the Charleston Fall Home Show, and I guess I'm talking to the business owners out there, how much business do you have booked for the fall? Some of you might be busy, and that's great, and some of you may be looking ahead and realizing, I'm going to have some time. I better get my schedule filled, and you can definitely do that by being a vendor at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And we do a lot of great things to kind of shake the bushes to flush out all those people who are building new homes right now, undergoing remodeling projects, or getting ready to build or remodel. And our show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, our home show is a custom home show. So we attract a very affluent audience to our home show. So if you're seeking profitable jobs with affluent people, you should definitely reach out to Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Look us up on the web, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, or give us a call, 843-577-7652. Have a great weekend. Today's radio show is coming to you from Gateway Supply, and now we're talking with Mitzi Schwertner with Gateway Supply. How are you, Mitzi?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I hope you are.
Good, good. Well, first of all, thank you to Gateway Supply for hosting today's radio show. And take a moment and tell everyone about Gateway Supply.
Basically, we are a plumbing and decorative showroom. A lot of our offices also have counters for plumbers. We have 16 locations, 9 are showrooms. Our website would be gatewaysupply.net. Mm-hmm. We basically, in our showrooms, are more about new and remodels, plumbing, sinks, tubs, toilets, faucets, everything you need for your bathrooms and kitchens. And basically, each showroom has professionals in it that will assist you if you make an appointment or if you have a walk-in. We're open and ready to help anyone that comes.
Gotcha. Gateway Supply is a local company, but you have locations throughout South Carolina.
All of our stores are throughout South Carolina. Yes, sir.
How does that help the homeowner?
Basically, depending on where you are and depending on your job or your project, making selections in a showroom that it's close to you, that if you have an issue or you want to make a change or you just want a contact that you can go to for assistance, going within a showroom space, an area and location that's within driving range, allows you also to touch and feel product that will assist you in making the selections.
And do you ever ship products from one showroom to another?
Quite a few times. We may even have a customer that will come in that we have a particular item in another showroom. As long as they don't mind, if it's something we can't get to our showroom, they're welcome to drive there. If it's something that we can bring on a truck, one of our transfer trucks, we can bring it here for them to see. But definitely we can from branch to branch, and we also have a distribution center that we can move product from.
Very good. So Gateway Supply, you folks are a plumbing fixture company, and so primarily people are visiting Gateway Supply when they're remodeling or building a house, specifically for the bathroom and the kitchen, right?
Right, that's correct. We are a kitchen bath showroom. We deal with both the public, who are welcome to come in at any time and browse, and also look at selections. We deal with designers. We deal with architects. We deal with contractors. We deal with plumbers. Basically, we are just a good source, whether you're starting fresh, remodeling a small space, a large space, need assistance with just basic product selections in the kitchen and bath area.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk about remodeling a kitchen or bath, and what are some of the things that people should keep in mind as they're planning their remodel for their kitchen or bath?
The biggest hindsight, I think, is a homeowner that's come in that has gotten on these great websites like Pinterest and Houzz and Wayfair and found all these wonderful things that are byproducts of the bathroom, like a vanity or something that they've fallen in love with. The whole cutout may say on the countertop, 8-inch spread. They pick a fixture with me. I didn't provide the vanity. The fixture comes in, the vanity comes in, and even though it is a standard 8-inch, the holes are too far back and the faucet doesn't work. So I just think preparation ahead of time, when you're not getting everything from one place where that person in charge that's helping with those selections can be sure, it can cause you a little bit of heartache. In a kitchen and a bathroom application where you're keeping a countertop, kitchen, let's go to the kitchen. If you are trying to just to change a sink, you can't just, unfortunately, pop a sink out and put a new one in. Depending on your countertop, the countertop cutout may have square radiuses versus rounded, and the new sink may not cover those holes. Or you may have currently an undermount sink, which means the ledge of it's underneath and you don't see it. You go to change that out, and you can't because the holes that are cut out for that sink, you leave exposed holes in the corners. I currently have someone that was looking at replacing a Corian sink that was a second, it was added on and they were going to take it out, not realizing that to go from drop in to undermount, that had to be polished. Caused a whole nother issue, a lot more cost than they even incurred, and they weren't even 100% sure they could do it. So when it comes to renovations, I just think research, definitely working with professionals ahead of time, making your selections. And by all means, if you're using social media to make your selections, bring in that paperwork with you and make sure that everything that you're selected will flow and work, which will include talking to your plumber, talking to your contractor, the showroom professional that you're working with. Make sure all your ducks are in a row that you can have that beautiful finished space, but you don't run into any glitches because you've already done all the prep work ahead of time.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned purchasing things online. There's lots of positives to that, but there's also some pitfalls to that as well. What have you kind of run into with people who've bought stuff online to save money and then it ended up costing them more?
You know, in the end, although I am in the showroom as a consultant, I'm also an end user consumer as well. And so by all means, there are certain things that are quicker. And if it's something that water doesn't pass through or doesn't affect another major decision in your project, I think it's fine. Or like I said, if you prep well, do your homework. And if you found a particular look and feel and budget is huge and the color scheme or something, you found it, get that product in. And then move forward from there. The biggest thing about online is making sure you have recourse if you have an issue. If it comes in damaged, you know, do they have more of that product in stock? And mainly, if the price is that cheap or that inexpensive, I hate that, I will say it, that's not a fair word. When you find something that inexpensive compared to where you've been to places that are brick and mortar, definitely question the quality of the make. You know, and again, how long that company's been in business, because you may be getting a pretty product, but it may not be a solid, well-made product. And online or not, there's good, bad, and indifferent. So you can always, as well, ask a consultant, have they ever heard of a line, what their thought process is. I would never have a problem educating a homeowner if they were to call me and ask, what do you think about this? Have you ever dealt with them? Whether I made a sale or not, that's still an end user that need someone to make sure the decisions they're looking at least they have a devil's advocate making sure they're asking the right questions.
Right. And that professional that you mentioned, you know, running this by the builder and making sure that the builder, you know, gives their okay. But even when you're buying things online, I've talked to many builders who've said, you know, we really encourage people to buy local, and that way if there is an issue or a problem, that you've got the locals right there to deal with it. When you're buying something online, a lot of times the builders won't guarantee it, or they'll say, hey, you're kind of on your own as far as that product goes.
You are correct. Unfortunately, I would honestly say, from what I've learned from my customers over the years, since the market online has gotten larger, 9 times out of 10, it is the bottom line, of course, is price point. Mm-hmm. To me, the biggest thing about a showroom is you get to touch and feel the product. You have a go-to person if there is an issue. You were obviously sent to a showroom based on a relationship that's pre-existing before you. So your builder or remodeler or designer, someone has faith in that place and that establishment that you've been sent to. So I do feel, again, out of the consultant role into the consumer role, I would feel much more comfortable if I'm going to spend an X amount of dollars going to somewhere that I know someone already has a relationship and trusts that brick and mortar. There are definitely places and times that an online product is great. But the one thing I will say, if water has to pass through it, you definitely want to be able to go to someone and have some sort of professional backing and backup. If a plumber provides it, he's going to warranty it. You also tend to have the manufacturer's warranty. When it comes from an online source, 9 times out of 10, those reps do not get involved because they do not know where that product actually has come from. So they can't really help you much. So bottom line is, you do have to make that choice. So it kind of depends on what the product is. I will still stand by what I've always been told probably the last 20 years. If water has to pass through it, and it's not a line or a source or a manufacturer that you heard, you know, and they can guarantee you that there's someone there that can help you, I would go to a brick and mortar, simply because we would all love to say nothing ever breaks, nothing ever has an issue. But if it does, you going to a brick and mortar, they're going to have that cartridge, they're going to have that handle replacement, those set screws, whereas online they're probably not going to have the same service.
Yeah, and it's more challenging to return something online, especially when it comes to something for your home, because we're talking about bulky products, not a shirt or something
right.
that easily
not
fits
apparel.
Into a box or something. So if there is a problem or something's not working, your builder can just put it in the truck, or you can just put it in your vehicle and bring it right to Gateway Supply, and you folks will work it out with them.
Absolutely, and with going through a brick and mortar, a showroom in itself, you just have years and years of relationships with the vendors within that showroom, that the manufacturers that are shown and represented on the displays that you get to touch and feel. There's a relationship and a partnership there that allows anytime there's an issue, your showroom consultant can go to bat for you, and it's not your battle. Mm-hmm. It's their battle, and they have the know-it-all. They have the background. They have the knowledge. And as a professional in this trade, the best thing I can honestly say that I love the most about my job is when someone comes in not really sure of what they want, and by the time they leave, they're like, I had no idea, but wow, I really, really love what we did. And that means that I've done my job. I've educated you on style, on finish, availability, and price point. And from there, all you're doing is completing the vision that you had in mind when you came in the door, or that you may not have had when you came in the door.
How long have you been in the plumbing fixture business?
30 years.
30 years. Wow. And, any Gateway Supply has been in Charleston for quite some time at this location. Under a different name. And so if you haven't visited the Gateway Supply showroom, you folks did a massive overhaul, and it's a beautiful, beautiful showroom. You definitely, if you are remodeling your bathroom or kitchen, you want to pay Gateway Supply a visit, because you'll be surprised at what a great showroom this is. And how can folks get more information from Gateway Supply?
Well, again, my name is Mitzi Shortner. I run the showroom. Our website is gatewaysupply.net. Our office number here is 843-554-0450. And for the most part, Monday through Friday, we are here. Special time frames after 5 can be arranged, as long as we have a heads up to make sure that someone can be available. And for the most part, even if you're in the process of just looking at in preliminary, you're welcome to at any time to come in and browse and take a look. If you want to make an appointment, you may call in and do so. But at the same time, for sure, come give us a look. Come give us a checkout. We have lots of kitchen sink, bathroom sinks, faucets, toilets, tubs, just about a little bit of everything, some shower units. And then any of you plumbers out there that are kind of considering a place to go, we have a great counter as well with great people out there that know what they're doing, and we love the opportunity to work with you.
Very good. Well, we've been talking to Mitzi Schwertner with Gateway Supply, and thanks to Gateway Supply for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Mitzi.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Gateway Supply, a plumbing fixture company. Can help you out with the kit in your kitchen and bathroom. And now we're talking with interior designer Drayton Campbell Weldon with Vivair Interior Design. How are you, Drayton?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Drayton, take a moment and tell everybody about your interior design practice, Vivair Interior Design.
So I've had my own firm for 7 years in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the industry, been an interior designer for 15 mm-hmm. now, and I kind of cover all the bases. I do residential, I do commercial, multifamily, contract, education, you name it. I started in an architectural firm mm-hmm. as their designer, so I'm used to working with architects, and then branched out on my own. And love it.
Mm-hmm.
Charleston's a great place to be to have your own business,
yeah.
to be a designer.
How do you, give some examples of how you have helped homeowners as an interior designer.
So with the homeowners, I can come in and do renovation, new construction, or help with just selections, updating. With new construction, we start at the beginning process with the architect and the contractor. Same goes for renovation. And meet with them and really, discuss their needs. We discuss budget, of course. And, it's really key is coming in early enough and working with the other parties involved, the architect, the contractor, because the worst part is coming in too late and there's not a budget left, or there's been wrong decisions made, or things have been overlooked. So it's really important to get a designer involved early on and work with everyone as a group. So as for new construction, for renovation, you know, I'll meet with a client, find out their needs, and generally, you know, find out what they're looking for me for from me. And then we go from there, select finishes and plumbing, obviously, mm-hmm. and then coordinate with the contractor and contractor.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to large remodel projects, or if you're building a house, I'm really surprised that people are kind of going it alone and not using the assistance of an interior designer, because you are making so many permanent decisions, or yeah. they feel like they're permanent decisions, and also very expensive decisions. And so that interior designer can really help guide you and steer you away from making making those mistakes, the wrong decisions. And an interior designer is going to ultimately help you with your selections and the design of the house, where you would not have had that same home without the help of the interior designer. Would you agree?
Agree completely. You know, I think what's been interesting in the past couple years is, you know, Pinterest and resources like that that's out there for everyone. And so a lot of people, I think, feel more comfortable and feel like they can kind of go it on their own. But I can't tell you how many times I've had to come in and, you know, save somebody who's just, they don't know how they got where they are, and then they spend more money than they need to.
I spoke with an interior designer a while back who was actually getting out of the trade, and said that too many people were using Pinterest these days, and that she felt as though Pinterest was replacing the need for an interior designer. Now, obviously, it's kind of what that reminded me of is, you know, when you make a copy of a copy, yeah. it's not as crisp and
That's
clean
correct.
And clear as the original. And when you're copying someone else's style, boy, it's going to be very, very difficult to get that exact look. You're going to have to make a lot of compromises along the way, and then all of a sudden, the outcome is completely different from what you looked at in that picture.
Right, exactly. And part of my job with that, I mean, in my opinion, it doesn't make me want to leave the industry, but it keeps me on my toes, I guess you could say. But my job is to stay ahead of that, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't want to offer somebody what the person next door to them like has. I mean, that's just not, to me, that's not good design. Mm-hmm. So my job is to stay ahead of Pinterest and continually offer something outside of the box.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, talk about some of the trends that you're seeing your customers ask for as far as the interior design of a home goes.
So white is still hot. I'll say that.
Is that like white cabinets?
White, yes.
And,
I mean,
white countertops in the kitchen?
People still want an all-white kitchen.
What about like wall colors?
Yeah, so white. I mean, really? I just still see that, you know, really, you know, it used to be gray. And I'd say now everyone wants white. Mm-hmm. But white with, you know, mixing in bright colors. And so lots, you know, the neutral, the white. But also what I'm seeing more of is everybody knows about the brass is back, mm-hmm. which some people have trouble getting on board with that, especially if they know the polished brass from the past.
Does it look like your maybe something you'd see in your grandmother's house?
No, or? Definitely not.
Okay.
So I think the level of finish for the brass is satin. It's gorgeous. And you know, it's not the polished old school look. So that, and then also the newer trend I'm seeing is the matte black, and the matte black and white to me together really pops. So obviously I'm also seeing wallpaper. Everyone wants it's wallpaper, you know, and it's everywhere. And it's, I mean, Target has it. It's crazy, you know, so it's, those are probably the biggest things I'm seeing. Everyone wants quartz countertops, you know. So for me, I'm always trying to offer, stay ahead of the trend, though, and offer the next best thing and know what's coming next. And, you know, I think that's really key.
Can you help a homeowner, let's say, something very small, like maybe just a couple hours of your time choosing paint colors?
Yeah, I'll do that. Generally, I kind of let them know ahead of time that that's all this is, you know, a couple hours paint consultation, which is easy. But yeah, I do that still.
And I can predict what you're getting at when you say that you kind of set up some guidelines with that, because working with an interior designer can be very habit forming, and one question leads to the next, to the next, to the next. And all of a sudden you find yourself leaning on that interior designer, like you don't want to make a decision without him or her.
And I warn my clients that it's a domino effect, and it's addictive.
It's a good thing, though. It's a good addiction.
I know. It's not bad, but I warn everyone. I say, you know, as soon as you do this, you're going to want to do something else. And, you know, so I actually have a lot of clients who I've had for a couple years. You know, I mean, it is not a quick process. So you can get a piece of furniture quickly if you want, but a good quality design does not happen overnight either. So.
Yeah, you know, there's just that terrible feeling. We've all experienced it, where we have made a purchase and it's the wrong thing, and you beat yourself up because of the money that you've wasted and so forth. And on the flip side of that, when you're making the right decisions and everything is coming together with that remodel project or the new home that you're building, it's that feeling of confidence, like wow, I'm hitting it out of the park. I'm doing everything right with this. And you're doing that because you've got the help of that interior designer who's helping to guide you. And when it finally starts to come, all the pieces are coming together, what a great feeling that is.
Yeah. And sometimes a lot of my clients are very educated and they do know what they want, but sometimes they just need a little reassurance, you know, and just a second opinion, and just sometimes some background information. But yeah, I mean, it's a much better feeling when you're spending all that money knowing you're making the right decision.
Sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Vavere Interior Design?
So I am based downtown, but you can reach me via my website, www.vavereinteriordesign.com.
And that's spelled?
V-I-V-E-R-E. Or I'm on Instagram, which obviously is an easy way to reach people. Direct message.
And you're a customer, you send your clients here to Gateway Supply to pick out their plumbing fixtures.
I do. I love Gateway, and they have such a great selection, and you get a very helpful, unique experience here. Great customer service, and I've been working with them for years now.
That's great. And Vavere Interior Design, that's spelled V-I-V. E-R-E, Vavere. And what does that mean, by the way?
It means to live. Italian.
Oh, viva. So, yeah, I get that. Vavere Interior Design. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Drayton Campbell Weldon with Vavere Interior Design. Thanks so much, Drayton.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Gateway Supply. They are a plumbing, fixture company. They can help you in the kitchen and the bathroom. They're located at 1980 Harley Street, just off of Rivers Avenue near 526 in North Charleston. And now we're talking with pool contractor Michael Greer with Michael Greer Pools. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Take a moment, Michael, and tell everyone about Michael Greer Pools.
I am a custom pool builder, and I've been in the swimming pool industry for a little over, pushing 30 years. Mm-hmm. I do work in the Lowcountry area, primarily Mount Pleasant, James Island, John's Island. Seems to be the area that I kind of focus on, or has come to me, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
I do everything from simple, basic rectangle custom pools to rock work, vanishing edges, spillover spas, as creative as you want to be, or as simple and as elegant as you'd like it to be.
So you've been in the pool business for over 30 years, and you broke away a few years ago to started your own company. That's got to be a little bit of pressure on yourself to name the company after your name, to have your signature name in the name itself, Michael Greer Pools.
Absolutely, and it's been just phenomenal. It's been wonderful. I take a lot of pride in what I do. Putting your name on your shirt, so to speak, is there's nowhere to hide.
Mm-hmm.
You are the be-all, end-all as it relates to the client. And that has been really a blessing for me, because the folks have a confidence in me and a comfort level with me to select my company. And the results have been really, really good. And for me, it gives me the ability to kind of select the jobs that I would like to take, so I can really kind of hone my craft on more on some of the more, you know, not extreme pools, but maybe the more detailed pools, which I really enjoy doing. So after all these years, I like something that's a little more challenging, and it makes it kind of fun for me, and it lets me be really creative.
Mm-hmm. Michael Greer Pools was part of our panel of experts at the Charleston Home and Design Show this past January at the Gilliard Center, and we had about 30, 40 people in attendance talking about some of the most important questions people should ask before making that plunge and purchasing a pool for their home. What was your experience with that, Michael?
I think it was fantastic. I was really, really pleased with how the other pool professionals in our area handled themselves. It was really an engaging type of event with the folks that were there. The feedback from the crowd was really, really good, with some great questions, and it was really nice, and I hope we get to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one question stands out to me was the guy who wanted information about building a swimming pool using shipping containers. That was a mistake that hopefully we set him straight about not doing that, right?
Yeah, I think our soil conditions here are a little bit tough for that kind of application. And honestly, when you do something like that, in order to retrofit the container to actually meet code and to be functional, by the time the customer is done with doing that, the novelty of the container is going to wear off as the budget comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
You're in it. You would be much better off building a custom pool with the type of material I use to create what you want. I think in certain parts of the country, it's probably a neat idea. I think for where we're at, it's not so much.
Mm-hmm. What do you ever have people who, because it seems when I drive on in certain parts of town, like James Island, you see these massive lots with these huge front and back yards. But today, developers are squeezing houses into the smallest spaces. And does that make it challenging for you as a pool builder to, if somebody wants a pool in their backyard and there's not a whole lot of space there?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I was in Carolina Park last night meeting with a client, And the lady that's buying the home wants a pool. She had a pool at her previous property. And just the logistics to get in and out of the backyard and be able to work within the setbacks and confines of the restraints of the yard, it makes it challenging. But it also makes it kind of cool because you're having to use your creativity. And you really have to put your brain into it as to how the pool's going to fit into the yard, and then make sure that not only does it look good, but it's going to function the way they want it to function. So it's a challenge, but you're right. The way properties are now, it's a whole lot of house on a little bit of land.
Does Michael Greer Pools, do you folks build gunite pools, or do you do any of the fiberglass or liners?
That's a great question. I'm strictly a gunite builder. I've been working with concrete my whole pool career.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
It's just how I learned. It's what I know. So that's my expertise. The other types of pools, the fiberglass pools or the vinyl liner pools, are fine. They're great if you have a good installer that's like me, that has experience in that particular application. I guess the best way to say it is I just want to be very, very good at one thing. So I don't need to branch out. I don't have the desire to branch out into that type of pool application, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not right for a client. So when it comes to that, if I have somebody that wants, you know, that type of pool, I'm very happy to refer them to folks that I know that are quality pool builders.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the cool features that people are asking for their new swimming pool that Michael Greer Pools is building for them?
I just finished a really cool pool with some rock work, and I know that's a little bit foreign to the Charleston area, but it's real with the right type of rock and environment, you can make it look super cool. I just finished one in James Island with a raised spa, a rock ledge, and then a raised rock waterfall, and it fits the backyard beautifully. So the client had a great vision, and we just took it and made it happen. And I'm getting ready to do another one similarly in Adams Run, where the folks are out kind of in the country. They have a lot of room to work with, and we're going to do a grotto where you can swim underneath the rock and kind of hang out and have a waterfall kind of right in front of you. So I'm looking forward to building that.
That's cool. is the equipment becoming lower and lower maintenance, making it easier for the homeowner?
Absolutely. It's almost to the point of being hands-off. The automation component of what we do now is done through your smartphone. So you really don't even need to go to the pool equipment. Everything is accessible through your phone as far as scheduling, monitoring. You can do everything through your phone. You know, for the service aspect of it, we need to go to the pool equipment, but the homeowner truly doesn't. And with salt sanitizing systems and the way the finishes are now, the hands-off approach to a swimming pool is about as best as you can create it.
Can you look up in your phone and it can tell you, like, you need to add muriatic acid or you need to add some additional salt or
Correct.
Things like that?
That's right.
So it's not a lot of guesswork. You don't have to be a chemistry major or anything like that.
No, it's really easy. The bodies of water, when you're talking about thousands of gallons of water, you really have to go out of your way to screw it up, so to speak. So the new automation systems allow you to look and see what your percentage of output of salt is, what your actual percentage of salt is in the pool, and then you can adjust accordingly up and down based on what kind of chlorine level it's producing, and you can do all that from your iPhone or your smartphone.
That's good. Somebody called you today or next week. When realistically would they be able to get their pool installed?
Right now, I'm very fortunate with the amount of work that I have. I would say probably August or September would be the time for me to actually get in their backyard to start working. And you're looking at roughly maybe 2 months of time frame from start to finish before you can get in the pool.
Okay. Well, don't wait. Might as well get it going sooner than later. Well, how can folks get more information about Michael Greer Pools?
You can go to my webpage at michaelgreerpools.com. My phone number is 843-607-4739. And my email address is mike@michaelgreerpools.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with custom pool builder Michael Greer with Michael Greer Pools. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Gateway Supply, and they are a bathroom and kitchen plumbing fixture company located at 1980 Harley Street in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Jason Goldberg with Palmetto Tile Distributors, a neighbor of Gateway Supply, located right down from Rivers Avenue. How are you, Jason?
Doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Jason, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Tile Distributors.
So my father started the business in the early 80s in Columbia. Grew up in the tile business. He opened a showroom out on John's Island in the late 80s, and we have a store on 2G Street in Columbia, and now on Rivers Avenue, just down from here.
Mm-hmm. Very good. 26. So the John's Island location for Palmetto Tile Distributors, that was to be nearby Seabrook and Kiowa Island, I would guess.
Exactly. We're out at the Island Center where Bo Hickett ends, and it becomes Betsy Carrison, and River Road ends. In there with the Ace Hardware out there. We're in the back corner and have recently been able to obtain some additional square footage. So we're in the middle of an expansion renovation out there, which we're very excited about.
That's great. So Palmetto Tile Distributors, your John's Island location, you're doing some renovations in it now. And what will people see differently at your John's Island location when the renovation is finished?
Well, the entire floors will be a brand new stone brought to South Carolina that we're importing from overseas, and it's just going to have a really nice treatment on it, a nice take on the French limestones, and it's a nice natural stone, and you'll see that across the floor. You'll see some really large units installed on the floor, porcelain tiles, and panels. You'll see just a lot of different types of product, and as well as our warehouse down the road, still stocking setting materials and receiving orders out on River Road, out on John's Island as well. So
I'll bet you're seeing some people visit Palmetto Tile Distributors in your John's Island location where you folks provided the tile when they were building their house new. And a lot of those houses are being torn down and rebuilt or big renovations taking place out there in Kiowa and Seabrook Islands.
Exactly, yes. So we're there and very convenient to Kiowa and Seabrook at the Island Center. John's Island, yes, the rest of the island is just really going crazy now with development out there, which is great for business. It's definitely an interesting change to John's Island, what's upcoming, and it's interesting to watch. Kiowa and Seabrook just do a great job of laying out their land, and we just really enjoy being a part of that community out there. We've been a part of it for a long while, we feel, and it's what we really enjoy, the Kiowa Seabrook community.
That's great. And the Palmetto Tile Distributors location on Rivers Avenue, you're right down the street from, you're right near 526, right? Seems like just about every time I go into Palmetto Tile Distributors, you've got some new display. You know, tile is such a permanent installation, but you folks are always changing your showroom and replacing tile with different types of styles and so forth.
Yeah, we try to stay updated. We really get excited by the newest trends and fashions in tile and where they come from around the world. We're really excited about it. We really enjoy it, and we don't want to say we get tired of things. We like to see different products a lot, so
right.
we keep it fresh.
Which is driving the new styles of tile for Palmetto Tile Distributors? Is the customer coming in and asking for these certain things, or are you folks going to the different shows and bringing them back and introducing them to the customers?
So we have a customers now, it's great now, that are very educated, come in with a nice idea of what they like, what they've seen that they like. We usually use that inspiration towards our purchasing and and of course supplying those items, and also looking a little ahead and taking the same item, the maybe just a little bit more elevated take on the same item that they've seen, and offering it a lower price point. So we try to push the design envelope as well as staying very traditional.
I wanted to ask, there's been a lot of talk in the news about the tariffs and things like that with China. How has that affected the tile market for Palmetto Tile Distributors?
So we don't, we do import from overseas and do not import from China. So it has not affected us directly. We buy materials from importers who do, and of course everything from China has had at least a 20%, 25% price increase over the last several weeks. So we really...
It's not affecting you folks.
It's not affecting us as much as it could be.
That's good. That's good. What are you seeing customers choosing at Palmetto Tile Distributors? The large format tiles, are they still very popular?
Big. People love the seamless shower, the groutless shower. It's very popular. We're doing good work with training installers and educating consumers. It's a big item. It's hot right now.
What else? I know that a few years ago, the wood plank look was very, very hot. Has that let up at all?
A little bit. The LVT, which we're carrying a little bit of the vinyl planks, have come on strong with the wood looks. The wood planks overall, I believe, are about 30% of the tile sales worldwide, so there are still a good chunk. I believe it was at 40 maybe at one point. We inventory a number of them. We have a lot to offer in the wood tile arena for sure.
You know, everybody thinks, of course, of putting tile in their kitchen and bathroom, but what other spots around the house are people using tile?
That's what excites me. That's what I like. Yeah, bathrooms and kitchens are great. We're great at them. Pools are lots of fun. Really enjoy pools, spas, outdoors is sort of my excitement. Commercial is, I love that arena as well. Mm-hmm. As you know, the different hotels going up around Charleston, those are all very interesting and fun to work with. I don't know.
What about people using tile to really make a statement, like on a wall, or have I seen a project from Palmetto Tile Distributors where they use tile in the ceiling?
For sure, in showers.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's common in showers. We've done some dining room ceilings where you have some porcelain that looks like tin. A few different things for sure. Exterior a lot in the ceiling.
Uh-huh. What about accent walls or things like that? Are people using tile for that?
Lots of large panels for that. Glass mosaics for accent walls for sure. And foyers and commercially and residentially that way for sure.
You know, when it comes to choosing tile, there's just so many. It's almost an infinite choices out there for people. How do your designers at Palmetto Tile Distributors, how do they help the homeowner from becoming overwhelmed in that whole process?
That's what we pride ourselves on. There are a lot of options. We have hundreds of manufacturers that we work with. So we, of course, take budget into consideration, take inspiration from the client. We can offer up images and pictures of things that we've done or other industry images that will help steer in the right direction, and then we have a lot of options, and we're knowledgeable. That's basically.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Tile Distributors?
Sure. Check us out at palmettotile.com, on Instagram. Feel free to call if you'd like to call North Charleston, 843-266-8700. Or at John's Island, feel free to call 843-768-3111. PalmettoTile.com, easiest way to find all of that information. Come see us.
Excellent. All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with Jason Goldberg with Palmetto Tile Distributors. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from plumbing supply fixture company Gateway Supply, and they're located at 1980 Harley Street, just off of Rivers Avenue near 526. And now we are talking with custom builders Robert Legree, Henry Ravenel, and also Hallie Bowers with Ravenel Legree Construction. How are you all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for having us.
You bet, you bet. Take a moment and tell everyone about Ravenel Legree Construction.
Yeah, thanks. So Henry and I formed this company about 9 months ago to serve the rapidly expanding residential and commercial markets in the construction industry here in Charleston. We've known each other since we were, I think, 5 years old, longtime friends. I was in construction while I was in college at Clemson mm-hmm. to help pay for tuition, mm-hmm. Which was nice. I graduated in 2008, so construction wasn't really an option anymore. Mm-hmm. Henry's been in construction a long, long time, 20-plus years. Hallie is our intern from Clemson University, the Construction Science and Management Program. She just joined us 2 days ago. So having gone to Clemson, I wanted to be involved with the university that provided an education to me. We had a lot of applicants, and Hallie was the most qualified, so we're happy to have her aboard with us. So maybe 9-10 months ago, Henry and I sat down. We've been trying to do something together for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And we decided, you know, what are we waiting on? Let's just jump right in. And so we did. And we kind of target the renovations, additions, historic restoration market on the residential side. On the commercial side, a lot of tenant upfits, office space, medical space, things like that. We've found some early success. We've got a big natural market here, both being born and raised in Charleston. So we've enjoyed some of that, and we're excited to kind of move forward.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain profile of customer that Ravenel Legree Construction is looking to work with? In other words, maybe name some of the projects that Ravenel Legree Construction is capable of doing, I'm sure we have some listeners out there that might be like, hey, I need a new bathroom or something like that.
Sure. So we do projects in various scopes, from small to large. It is just Robert and Hallie and I, mm-hmm. so we don't have the overhead some of these companies have. But we do have, you know, there's a minimum. Usually it's you know, $5,000 or more, depending on how big the company or how big the job is. But we work with a lot of out of town clients. We have a restoration going on at 20 Council Street, mm-hmm. Which is a historic restoration. So that's a...
What's going on there?
We are redoing... it's a full house renovation. You know, house was built in 1850s. Lots of rot replacement and lots of structural replacement. We're putting in a 29-foot beam in there tomorrow. So basically rebuilding the home, but with the bar restrictions and everything downtown that we, you know, there's certain things that we can't do. So,
how's that? A lot of people find that challenging maneuvering through.
It is, but we, you know, we have the certain people in place, that have worked, you know, with the city for a long time. And so we know, those relationships, that we've built, definitely go a long way there. So we've been able to mitigate that and make it more of a streamlined process for mm-hmm. our customers.
Okay. So historic renovations, that's definitely a specialty for Ravenel Legree Construction. What about if somebody wanted to put on a deck or a screen porch, for example, in their backyard?
Sure, we'll take care of any of that. Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
And I mentioned renovating their bathroom.
Yep. Bathrooms, kitchens, you know, from additions to, I mean, even new construction, we can get it done. We're general contractor, licensed and bonded, insured. So.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say kind of sets Ravenel Legree Construction apart from other builders in town?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say, you know, the fact that both of us are native Charlestonians, we really care about the city in which we grew up in. We have a lot of respect for it. We're proud to be from here. It's a beautiful place, and we've been discovered, and there's lots of people moving here, and that's okay. We want to make sure the integrity of the city, the culture of the city is intact, and keep it beautiful. Another thing is, you know, Henry mentioned we don't have the overhead that a lot of these other builders have. Not to say that's a bad thing, that, you know, there's a lot of fantastic builders in town, mm-hmm. fantastic builders. And we aim to be, you know, just like those guys, if not better. But as far as price point, we're very attractive in the market to our customers and our prospects, because we don't carry that overhead. Our price point's a little bit lower, and we can do the same job that these other builders can do, whether it's residential, a restoration, or if it's, you know, an office upfit, you know, a dentist office. So we're proud of that. You know, as we grow, that'll probably change a little bit. But as for now, we are pretty streamlined, efficient, and we, in the end, it's what the client wants, what the customer wants. We're not satisfied until they are. So. Mm-hmm.
I've often heard that a builder is only as good as their subcontractors. What do you have to say about that?
That's absolutely true. So we've taken care of our guys for the last several, or I've been working with these same subcontractors for several years. And, you know, it definitely comes down to taking care of them. Mm-hmm. They see our vision, you know, we collaborate well. And it's one of those things that I've had to nourish over the years. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And what parts of town will Ravenel Legree Construction work with homeowners?
So basically all of Charleston County. We do a lot of work, Mount Pleasant, downtown, Daniel Island, all the Sea Islands, West Ashley, James Island.
West of the Ashley.
So, yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Ravenel Legree Construction?
Yeah, feel free to give us a call, 843-312-3146, or check us out online, ravenellegree.com, and our email address is ravenellegree@gmail.com. Pretty simple.
All right.
We're happy to help anybody that needs the help.
And for the newcomers, Legree is spelled?
L-E-G-A-R-E.
A-R-E. That's right. There you go. And Hallie, will you be swinging a hammer on the job sites?
No, don't think that's in the plans for this summer, but I'm really excited to kind of get to have a little bit more hands-on with the whole process and kind of learn from these guys who are really knowledgeable about what they do. And I can see just from the couple of days on site that they're really good at what they do. So I'm excited to... I'm excited to get to dive in a little bit deeper with that this summer.
That's great. Good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with Robert Legree, Henry Ravenel, and Hallie Bowers with Ravenel Legree Construction. Thank you all.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.